sweetheart. There's something I have to tell you I haven't told you. And it's going to scare you. There's this actor named Charles Grodin. He's smart and charming with an easygoing vibe. He was in this movie Midnight Run, which is why they named this crazy bike race after him. That I can't stop doing. I've been riding my bike at night through red lights and stop signs and railroad tracks, against these crazy messenger guys, in between buses and oncoming traffic. Sweetheart, I guess I want to say, if I get hurt real bad, that would be okay.
Are you listening?
There'd be nothing to fix, hold, or fold, nothing to lift, or find, or transfer, nothing to sleep on, or remember, nothing to hide, forget, or figure out. Nothing to conceal or carry, or break, wear down, wear out, or bury, sweetheart.
At a club in Port Neches, Texas, and a couple of gentlemen came up to me and, you know, asked me if we'd like to record. And that was a dream come true for us, because that's what I really wanted. And it happened to be the Big Bopper, and he had written a song for me, and it was Running Bear. We drove over to Houston to Gold Star Studios, and JP, the Big Bopper, was there, and the greatest country singer there ever was doing the backup too, was George Jones. And that was a kick. It really was.
I need the Big Bopper to thank for this song. J.P. Richardson, the Big Bopper, wrote Running Bear and gave it to me. I was but a young child at the time. And here's another important note, and it's as true as if I'm standing here. 49 years ago, this month, Running Bear was the number one song in the U.S. 49. Thank you, JP. On the banks of the river stood Running Bear, young and brave. On the other side of the river stood his lovely Indian maid. Little White Dove was her name. Such a lovely sight to see, but their tribes fought with each other, so their love could never be. But Running Bear loved little White Dove with a love big as the sky. Running Bear loved little White Dove with a love that couldn't die. He couldn't swim the raging river, cause the river was too wide. He couldn't reach little White Dove waiting on the other side. But in her fight, he could see her blowing kisses across her waves. Her little heart was beating faster, waiting there for her brave. But Running Bear loved little White Dove with a love big as the sky. Running Bear loved little White Dove with a love that couldn't die. and running bear. Dove in the water, little white dove did the same. And they swam out to each other through the swirling stream they came. As their hands touched and their lips met, the raging river pulled them down. Now they'll always be together in that happy hunting ground. Dogs running bare, love little white dove with a love big as the sky. Running bare, love little white dove with a love that couldn't die. Thank you so much, folks. It was a pleasure working for you. How about my big Indian? And a Oomba Ooga to you. Thanks so much.
down, my life is still trying to get up that great big hill of hope for a destination.
Autumn child, loophole around the finger. Halo rings ahead. Cornrows hair makes me linger. A cat fair meets my dare. A man's chair greets my stare. Gonna be my wife, she sings, she said. Ooh, she gonna be my wife. Gonna spice my life, she said.
Go back 10 years ago. Sundays everywhere. Go back 10 years ago. Sundays.
Autumn child, autumn child, autumn child. I just want to know one thing. When do we get paid?
Look. Don't you even care what you do?
So long as I get some beer and I get paid, you can make me do anything. I'm professional.
You should be careful talking about that stuff.
Why? Does he listen?
He always listens. He always watches and listens to all the guys in the band. I've been in the band for years, and I know he always listens.
That's how he gets all his material. He listens to us. Natural, friendly, good-natured, humorous. And then he rips us off. And he sneaks off into a secret room someplace and boils it in ammonia. And he gets it perverted. And then he brings it back to us at rehearsals and makes us play it.
Hey, man, what's that over there?
It's him. It's him. He's watching.
Do you think he heard us?
I've been in the band for years. You can bet that he heard everything. Yeah, let's go over and pretend to be nice to him.
Now let's go over and pretend we don't know he's watching.
Yeah, yeah. Ripping off our good material.
Hi, man.
Hi, Frank.
Hi, man.
Hi, Frank.
Hi, man.
Hey, Frank. Hey, that's a great new song you wrote, you know, the one about the penis and everything. I was laughing a lot the whole time I was learning.
Yeah, we were all laughing, Frank.
Yeah, well, fine.
Yeah, it took a little while to get into it, man, but once we got the drift.
Yeah, well, it's a great part you got in there for the chorus, you know, when they go. And I steal the room and everything, you know. I don't even mind you ripping it off me just as long as I get paid.
Oh, and I don't even mind the part where he says, what can I say about this fabulous elixir? So long as me and Howard and Jeff Simmons, who left the group just before the movie started, get credit for special material.
I'm deeply offended by your lack of artistic sense.
Look here, Mohammeds, or whatever the fuck they call you. I don't even give a shit, man. I got 5 fucking kids at home, and
can she lend me a couple of bucks until the end of the week? Who are you, anyway?
Oh, she writes for an imaginary rock and roll newspaper in San Francisco.
He's making me leave here now. I'll see you later when we play.
What?
I don't expect you to understand that because we haven't formed the group yet.
Ah, Mark will play the bass. How he'll sing and play that. Do
Wait a minute. This guy isn't even a dwarf.
That's one of the reasons the group will be so commercial.
What about the other guys?
Oh, they're already forming groups all over the place. Why wait till the end of the movie? We could have a hit single right now.
He's right. We don't need Ainsley. We don't need Ian. We don't need George.
No.
We don't need anyone.
He needs us, remember? We don't need him. All those other guys are too old for rock. Get out of it. We could have a tight little heavy little band with this dwarf here. You know that he used to play drums for Leon Russell.
Listen, you're right. Zappa's 30.
Yeah.
30 years old. Oh, he's out of it, man. He's too old. He should retire.
Really, you can't trust old people. You know, we should take up a collection and buy him a watch.
I don't know too much about this stuff. I've been a little busy. It won't take long, just a few questions.
Somebody tell me, who is this guy?
It's a rancid boutique.
there she knows if the stores are all closed. With a word she can get what she came for. There's a tree by the brook. There's a songbird who sings. Sometimes all of our thoughts are misleading. When I look to the west, and my spirit is crying for Lehman. Thoughts I have seen, rings of smoke through the trees, and the voices of those who stand looking.
and she's buying a stairway to
so mean. My gal don't love me. She treats me awfully mean. She's the lowest gal that I've ever seen. She wears real hot pants, and the color is real yellow. She wears real hot pants, and the color is yellow. But when she starts loving me, drink, baby, will make you do things that you've never done wrong. You're so mean, baby. I know you're gonna drive me away.